One of the hotter topics earlier this preseason and during training camp, which was the kicking competition that took place down here. And to do it, we bring in one of the great kickers in NFL history and the best that the Miami Dolphins have ever had. More points than any other Dolphin player. More field goals made than any other Dolphin player. He kicked here from 1997 until 2006. South Florida guy. Lindo Mari joins us on the Metro PCS hotline. Lindo, how are you? Good to talk to you.
Good. How you doing?
Excellent. Thanks for having us on. We don't often get teammates of O.J. McDuffie who are still, you know, active NFL players and that kind of thing, so it's pretty exciting for us.
Yeah, well, listen, it's been fun. You know, I get to see Juice a couple times a year, so anytime I can get back on and hang out with, you know, old teammates, it's always fun to do.
Definitely. So you made your bones, obviously, down here as a Miami Dolphin and at Cooper City and at Syracuse, and you're still doing your thing. But jump in the time machine with us back to your rookie year and your first year as a Dolphin, I guess, and what it was like, because you got a guy here now, Caleb Sturgis, they used a draft pick on, you know, kind of won that job, won that competition after they selected him in the fifth round, and kind of maybe the advice you would have for a rookie kicker, because unlike any other really position on the team, there is no backup. If you struggle, there's no else to pick up your slack. You're kind of out there on an island, I guess.
That's true. And the one thing about, you know, kickers and then in the NFL, obviously, if you do struggle, you know, there is a little black book out there, and that, you know, that's the first thing they go to. And you know, but yeah, there's no backups out there. You know, unless something happens in a game with an injury, you'll probably see a punter. But it's hard, and you know, your rookie year is tough. And sometimes, you know, when you're oblivious and there's a lot of things going on, you actually do pretty well. And I think that's happened in the last few years. There's a lot of rookie kickers that have done really well. And I think, you know, the older you get in the league, the more you realize maybe how important it is or how serious the games are, or the rivalries. And, you know, then sometimes you tend to put more stress on it maybe than you should have. And, you know, but as a rookie, it's hard. You know, when I came in, I had a guy, Joe Nedney, and, you know, who actually was, I mean, I think one of the top two or three guys the last 4 or 5 years he played. You know, and it took a lot of us some time to learn, but we're all young at one point, and, you know, I don't know much about the kid there now, but he's obviously good enough if, you know, there you let Dan go.
Yeah, you know, Lindo, it seemed like, you know, the kicker position seemed like a lonely existence, man. And like you talked about, you come in and Joe Nedney was here and he was already here. Kind of the same situation that he had to go through with Dan Carpenter being here with his buddies Brandon Fields and John Denny. It's kind of a tough situation because you see Caleb a lot of times out there by himself. Did you have that same feeling when you first came in and took over for Joe?
Absolutely. I mean, it's hard, you know, and you know, as you know, when you got drafted here and a couple of the wideouts that were here and you know, during camp or whatever's going on, you know, the first few months, you know, that when you're with somebody for so long, like, you know, those three guys were, you know, it's kind of normal. I don't think they're, you know, you're trying to exclude anybody, but it just happens, you know, that you hang out with the people you know and you've been friends with. And, you know, I think it was actually good that Dan, you know, got released early. I wish when I got released, I didn't get released the last day. I would have gotten released 2 weeks early, so I had a chance to get picked up earlier. But, you know, I think it's good, and I think it's ironic that, when I got traded to New Orleans from Miami, you know, they signed Jay Feely, and a year later, Carpenter took Feely's job, and now I just saw that Carpenter's out in Arizona again with Feely. So,
Jason Feely.
Those two are going to have to like each other.
At least for a few days, or at least for a few weeks. Lindo Mari is with us. We're talking a little kicking. You know, they moved the kickoff back to the 35 last year, the year before, I guess. And I was wondering, did the expectations from coaches kind of change when that happened as far as touchbacks? Because, you know, we were kind of discussing that it wasn't just field goals that were going to matter in this kicking competition. The kickoffs were going to be part of it also. And the thing we keep seeing now is that the directional kickoffs seem to be more and more of a thing than maybe we had noticed in the past.
Well, you know, I mean, that extra 5 yards is more stress on the kicker because, you know, you can't really hang it up there. I mean, these guys, let's face it, are the returners are back there for a reason, and there's some that are better than the others, but they're all pretty good. And that 5 yards is a big deal. Nowadays, if you don't kick it out, it's no good. I mean, I remember, you know, one game a year or two ago, we played against, when I was in Carolina, played against New Orleans when Darren Sproles, the last game, you know, he needed like so many yards, and he just put his foot. He told him, put my foot on the back line, and anything in front of me, I'm going to catch. He caught four balls on the back line. So, you know, but you know what else I think, and Juice, you could probably help me out with this. I think more than anything on the kickoff, the biggest thing is that the guys running down the field do not have that 15, 20, 30-yard mm-hmm. sprint.
Yeah.
Because when you get a full sprint, and you get a full sprint and you time it up right, 2 seconds or 1 second, these guys are going 20 yards. And that's where the speed and stuff comes in. Now that, you know, they only have a 5-yard, you know, cushion that they can start from, I think, you know, guys are bringing it out for that reason because they know, you know, that, you know, the speed is not there as much. You can get on a guy early and, you know, you get a guy on early, you can get him near midfield or, you know, around the 40, and it's a little harder to get off a block nowadays.
Good breakdown of the kicking game with the kickoffs and the less discussed stuff that is just as important, obviously, as the field goals, which is the thing everybody talks about. Lindo, I know you're still kicking and not necessarily in retrospective mode, but do you have a favorite, you know, kind of Dolphin memory? The fans, you know, in our online chat, they're all buzzing about one in particular. Anything that takes you back, one of your favorite moments in Aqua and Orange?
I mean, I have a few. You know, obviously, you know, I do remember we have a picture. It's a reminder just because my kids are at that age of when I kicked I think it was the first winning field goal where I'm kind of wrestling the ball from the, you know, from the Dolphin on that he caught it. And
that's right, TD.
From a more adult perspective, maybe the kick in New England and the cold that sent us to the playoffs was, you know, was fun. You know, they're all big. You know, it's like people say, you know, a field goal is a field goal, but the kick, you know, the hard ones are the right before half. You get a turnover, quick field change, you know, all of a sudden, you know, you're ready to go in. Next thing you know, like, you're ready, 45, you're no big deal right before half. You go in and don't make it and you lose momentum. That's as bad as anything that's happening. Huh. So I take them all. I take every extra point as a 20-yard field goal, so I never took one for granted. And, you know, that's just the way I approach it. But, you know, I do have a lot of memories from Miami, obviously. And, you know, it was different a couple times that I went back and played against Miami. Thank God I made those kicks. You know, I've got bad memories of that infield that I heard is not existent anymore there. So.
It's gone. It's finally gone.
Oh.
Made a big difference.
The good old days, Juice, right?
No doubt about it.
Rainy game in September, and it's just thick mud, right? Yeah, exactly. Great stuff, Alindo. Great to visit with you. Appreciate it, and good luck this season, however it turns out. And thanks for your time and your insight tonight.
That's it. You got it. Yeah, I'm going to play just like everybody else. You know, this. If it happens, it happens. You know, this will probably be my last year. I've stayed in shape and kicked, and, you know, we've, believe it or not, talked to a few teams. Some guys have gotten hurt, and there's some young guys out there. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. My first summer off in 17 years to spend with the kids and coach and all that kind of stuff. So maybe I'll be down there to tee it up with you a little more now.
That'll work, Tan. He's too good. He's too good. He's too good, Jesse.
Keep him off the links.
Oh, he's too good, man.
More field goals made than any other Dolphin in history. Alindo Mari. Thanks, Alindo. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Tan.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Talk to you later.
Take care. Alindo Mari on the Metro PCS Hotline. For unlimited access to all interviews on the Metro PCS Hotline, visit the finsiders.com. He didn't bring up the Denver kick. That's the one I know a lot of people were talking about.
That's what
about.
I was thinking about, too.
You know what? The Denver kick is not just great because of the context, but it's great because it's one of the all-time classic Mad Dog moments.
It's going to be a 53-yard attempt.
He's going to do it. Oh, man. This is the time when you're a kicker, you look up at the sky, you give it the cross, and you say, God, I don't speak to you right often, but just this one time, please.
Perry to snap it to Royals. Puts it down, the kick by Alindo's, got the distance, and it is good!
Yes!
It is good!
Yes!
Woo! The Miami Dolphins, Alindo Mari, a yard shy of his career best, has kicked a 53-yard field goal. Alindo has delivered like he needed to make a 50-foot putt, and he dreamed it.
That is clutch, baby. That is big stones, let me tell you.
All right, Miami.
Yes, sir.
Mad right Dog and HD. Howard David, good to hear that.